from the historic Corpus Christi Cathedral in Corpus Christi, Texas. We invite you to celebrate with us the sacred mysteries, listening to God's Word, and partaking in spiritual communion. Welcome to the Holy Mass.
For the families of those who have fallen, let us pray in silence for them. Remember, O gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord.
And let perpetual life shine upon them.
May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Good morning to everyone. This is certainly an active Sunday. We are celebrating first and foremost the feast of the Ascension of our Lord, returning to his Father in heaven and preparing us to receive the Holy Spirit. We also welcome those who are graduating from their different high schools and represented here at the cathedral. This morning, congratulations to you and your families. We also welcome back Deacons Charles Silvas and Carlos De La Rosa, who will be ordained priests in a couple of weeks. So we're very pleased to have them back in the diocese and with us this morning. And also Father Peter Marcelek, the superior priest servant, superior of the Salts, who has led us in the synodality listening session. So we'll have something to say about that, and also invite you afterwards, as he will, to the to St. Joseph's Hall to receive the results. So with all this in mind, let us call to mind our own sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory.
Let us pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving for the ascension of Christ your Son, he is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Sorry.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
God mounts his throne, two shouts of joy. God mounts his throne, two shouts of joy. All peoples clap your hands. God with shouts of joy, for the Lord the Most High we must fear, great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne, God goes up with shouts of joy, the Lord goes up with trumpet blast, Sing praise for God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, to shouts of joy. God is King of all the earth, sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations, God reigns enthroned in holiness. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, to shouts of
joy. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? In accordance with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the holy conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
I thank God for almost 47 years of being a priest and giving many, many homilies, having four things to do this morning. It could put a young priest or deacon into crises. But thinking about all of this, I realize in all things, whether the graduates, whether our synodality, our feast day today of the Ascension, all becomes one thing, and that is Jesus Christ. In speaking to the graduating classes of Incarnate Word Academy and John Paul II this past week, I came across a quote which is very powerful and one that has influenced me over the past few days anyway. And it predates Jesus Christ. It is a quote from Plato, an ancient Greek philosopher, as we know, who said that the object of education is to teach us to love what is beautiful. To love what is beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than the beauty of relationship. First of all, a relationship with Almighty God. To be in relationship to Almighty God, not just saying prayers, but to be in a relationship with God the Father, to be in relationship with Jesus Christ, and now as church, to be in relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's beauty. And that is what brings peace. That is what brings harmony in our world. On the Feast of the Ascension, we are called to enter into a new relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. Our preface today for the Feast of the Ascension says that the Son returned to the Father not to distance himself from us, not to be absent from us, but to take our humanity in its lowly state to be close to the Father. And so he has departed, but he has also become present in the Holy Spirit. An image to me came to me earlier this week of my parents, your parents, perhaps you as parents, leaving your children with a babysitter or with one of the older children and being gone. And what did that absence produce? You can fill in the blank yourself. We tend to kind of get a little loose when the person who is in charge is gone. It can also be in a classroom when the teacher steps out and brings in a substitute. It's not the same. The environment changes, the rules change perhaps, and so much changes. And perhaps we could understand a little bit also of our attitude toward being church. We think that we have it been given the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we have. But since he's not here, it's just a storybook. But in reality, the book that Jesus has given us is the living Word of God. It is his presence even today. And that is why in the first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, the author, many say Saint Luke himself, says, in the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus taught and did until the day he was taken up. St. Luke was referring to the gospel. I've already given to you all that he taught and all that he did so that it would remain with you. And that's why we're here today. A part of our being here today is to listen attentively to the Word of God, to let that Word instruct us, to guide us, to challenge us, and sometimes to condemn our own actions. But we have to have that open heart to be in relationship with God, with relationship to Jesus Christ, to seek beauty in the Word of God. In confirmation, I have been interrupting these lofty thoughts and asking the kids if they know Siri. Do you know Siri? Many of us use it, but we ask very mundane questions. Siri, could you set my alarm for 5:30? I've got your alarm set, don't worry about it. Siri, could you tell me how far it is from Corpus Christi to Waco? Got it. But ask Siri how Jesus is present in his church today, and Siri will tell you, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea. You see, the most profound questions, the most beautiful questions of our life, brothers and sisters, are not found in a book. They're not found on the computer. They're not found in Siri. They're found at the depth of yours and my heart. And that heart must be in relationship with God. Because only God, only the Holy Spirit, can teach us those deep questions of our life. Even the pain of Uvalde. Why do we have to go through this? Siri's not going to tell you. Siri's going to blame it on somebody else. All those profound questions that you and I have come from a deeper relationship with what is beautiful, with who is beautiful, Jesus Christ. And so as we celebrate today the Feast of the Ascension, we commemorate the departure, but not to leave us orphans. We are commissioned by our baptism, we are commissioned as disciples of Jesus Christ to live as if the Master were in front of us today, not as if the babysitter has replaced our parent. To be responsible for the world around us, to be responsible for all that the world needs today, to seek beauty. That's what it means to be educated, not only in faith, but in all things. And so I leave us today with two things. How do we enter into that relationship with Jesus Christ? How do we deepen it? And to ask ourselves, how deep, how profound, how close am I to Jesus Christ? Siri ain't going to tell you. Only you and I can answer that question. The two things are prayer. What is prayer? Is it reciting memorized prayers? That's praying. But that may not be prayer. Prayer originates in the heart. Prayer is the communication of the heart to the one we love. Prayer is being in front of. Prayer is being with. And yes, prayer is being quiet, being silent. So much can be discovered in prayer. So much peace can be acquired in prayer. So much wisdom can be ours in prayer. Because the source of prayer for the Christian is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, whom we receive and have received in confirmation and that we live with every day, the Holy Spirit is the source of our prayer. And the second source besides prayer is the Word of God. Ignorance of the Word of God is ignorance of Christ. To not know the Word. We may know many facts about many things in the church, and Siri can give us those answers. But only this Holy Spirit can teach us the true meaning of the Word of God. And so, sisters and brothers, as we commemorate this Feast of the Ascension, we also await the Feast of Pentecost next week, when the Holy Spirit is poured out into the church. And we do so with open hearts. And I want to thank you also, those of you who have participated in the synodal listening sessions throughout the diocese. We had over 1,000 people throughout the diocese doing that. And we'll hear more about that after Mass, if you would join us in the St. Joseph's Hall. But I want to say there are three things, that emerged for me by numbers that came forth just by listening to each other. And that is the need for a deeper community life in the church. We are the body of Christ. We are the community as His people. And people are longing for a deeper sense of community in their parishes and throughout the church. And secondly, was a deeper sense of prayer. To be able to listen to God first. To be able to listen to what God wants. And connected to that was more time for Scripture, more time for praying with the Scripture and learning how to do that. These are the challenges for us as leaders of the church to assist people in doing that. Prayer, Word of God, and community. That's what you have said throughout the diocese is needed, and those are the very things that Jesus gave us as commandments to hear His Word, to lift up our hearts in prayer, and to be a family of God's people, the body of Christ. May our lives be enriched on this day of the Ascension. And to our graduates, congratulations to you in a very special way. And I do pray that you, young men and women, a source of great joy for the church and for your families, that you truly become young men and women who are able to listen in here, not just to a machine, but to the voice of God deep in your hearts. God bless you. Sisters and brothers, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven and is now at the right hand of the Father. We intercede, ask his intercession with the Father to answer these needs that we now voice.
For all Christians, that we may spread the good news in places near and far as we witness to the wonders the Lord has done in our lives and the lives that we love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
For those who have lost their lives due to gun violence, especially the victims of Robb Elementary, may they be with their Savior in paradise, and for all the loved ones that they left behind. Let us pray to the Lord. For an enduring love for all human life, from the womb to the end of natural life, so that all people may refrain from the deliberate taking of any human life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the Holy Spirit may give us courage to witness to our faith in our families, our workplaces, and our communities. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those caught up in violence, remembering especially our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, that in this time of fear and conflict, they may know God's presence and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. And for our graduates here and throughout the community, may God our Father continue to bless you with wisdom, fortitude, and humility. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family, V.J. Villarreal, deceased members of the Hagelin family, Maria Teresa Cantu, and Russell Heald. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, you have called your Son to your right hand, and through his power, you have sent the Holy Spirit to walk with us, to live in us, and to give us all that we need to live the life of Christ. Hear our prayers through Christ our Lord. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to heavenly realms through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder. Mediator between God and man, Judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following him, where he, the head, the founder, has gone. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer to one another the sign of peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace, Charles.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us this morning to celebrate the Mass in Corpus Christi Cathedral. In the name of all the parishioners here and Father Pete Elizardo, our rector, myself, I want to wish you a very blessed Sunday with your family and friends, and let us continue to pray for one another and for the gift of peace in our world. God bless you and have a wonderful week.